I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. Owners of businesses in the Illinois Quad Cities are asking Governor J.B. Pritzker to allow them to reopen at the same pace as Iowa businesses. The Chamber of Commerce, elected officials, and business leaders discussed the damage being done to the regional economy by the lack of balance. Paul Rumler, president and CEO of the Chamber, says even before the coronavirus pandemic, some businesses were deciding to leave Illinois. Now business in the Iowa Quad Cities is growing quickly, taking tax revenue with it.
The Tax Layer Center spoke about their event and the inability to schedule shows because there's just indefinite uncertainty as to when things could restart again, because in order to move to a full reopening and a phase five, the state of Illinois is requiring a vaccine to exist. And best case scenario, I think experts are saying first quarter or second quarter of 2021. So we could really see this impact played out over the next full year, where Iowa is at a full reopen and Illinois is not.
Currently, people in Illinois are required to wear masks in public, but they aren't in Iowa. Iowa organizations are allowed to host large gatherings, but in Illinois, gatherings are limited to 10 people or less. Rumler hopes the governor will consider the latest data that show the number of cases and deaths are declining.
We hope that that is actually allowing him to make some different decisions instead of just being stuck on what was decided originally. He's demonstrated that he has some ability to flex his plan, and so we're asking for continued flexibility. Specifically, in border regions where our other half of our economy is wide open, it's only going to serve as a detrimental impact if we keep this closed much longer.
As Iowa businesses are allowed to fully reopen and serve their customers, Rumler says Illinois companies have to wait until June 26th to find out if more businesses can open, even with restrictions. Representatives from the Tax Layer Center, Hungry Hobo, the Rust Belt in East Moline, Tenant Trucking, and other groups joined Chamber officials for the press conference.